Face off to the left of goaltender Logan Connors. Home team gets the last change. I guess that's what the delay was here. Okay, now we'll get the puck. Hessenmaker wins the faceoff, attempted to get back to Seaman. He's checked with Seaman. He misses at the line. But the man-to-man can't break through and it's broken back in. It's a delayed offside. But does get out to center safely. And now Crotch and Price are bringing in. He's checked immediately by Hessenmaker, and the puck is dumped out to center where Shane Maurer will have to go back and get it. Shane Stokeman, I'm sorry. He plays it up the center. It's intercepted by Hessenmaker, but then Manaman, believe it or not, gets it away from him. And she comes across the line. She takes a shot, and the goalie, Hessenmaker, Rokenbach holds on to it. Well, the little can check the big.
Well, Manaman put a good shot on net there, and got a face-off here. Just to the left of Jesse Rogenbuck. Stone Cold starting to put a little more pressure.
A little bit. Face-off is won by Crotch. It comes to the point where Gorkowski keeps it in and plays it in the corner where Seaman has it. He takes a flip. Gorkowski can't keep it in the center. It's not going to go far enough for icing, so Gorkowski will have to chase it down, being watched by Little from the Pirates. Gorkowski gets checked behind the goal. There's a tangle of players there. Nobody decides to take it. Somebody's now Stone Cold comes out with it. Pass to McManaman. She gets it to Amon. Amon can't control it. And Rogenbuck has it on the left wing. Again, checked by Claire McManaman. She gets the puck away from him and centers it. But Cora Capron comes up with it. And she goes to center and gets it back to Hessenmaker. Hessenmaker takes the shot from just across the blue line. And it's held on by Logan Connors.
Yeah, I think we're going to call the Jake Amon, Claire McManaman line the grind line, because they seem to be... They seem to be doing a good job defensively, and they've actually got a couple of good scoring opportunities in this game. So
yes, they have. And they've gotten it away from Hessenmaker a couple of times.
Exactly. You got to keep the puck ahead, away from Travis.
Hurry wins it, but the puck comes across the line. Rogenbuck can't control it. Screwy manages to get it from Rogenbuck, goes in the left wing corner, controls it. Centering pass. Oh, a tremendous save by Rogenbuck on the left pad, and it goes behind the goal. Screwy couldn't get it up. Hurry has it again. Shot goes across the goal mouth, nobody there. Comes to the point to Gorkowski. Gorkowski gets immediately checked, and the puck is taken by Hearn. Hearn comes across center line. He's across the blue line, coming on the right wing. Takes a very weak shot, hits the side of the goal where Stokeman has it. Stokeman gets it up to Schooley along the wing. Schooley plays it out to center. And coming up the left side is Kennedy. Kennedy cuts in the middle, gets checked immediately by two players, matching Rogenbuck principally. Centers the pass, but it's gobbled up by Mitchell Smith, and he plays it to the boards. However, it's kept in by Schooley. Schooley goes behind the goal. He can't reach it. It comes up to the right wing. There's a shot by Stokens. Goes high and wide. It's kept by Schooley. Schooley throws it behind the goal wide. Stokens again comes in and takes a shot. Another again wide. Centering pass. Oh! Centering pass and Kennedy scores. It's now a 4-3 game.
Schooley from the corner fed Kennedy right there at the doorstep. Rogenbuck didn't have a chance for DHD.
Not a chance.
Excellent pass by Schooley there.
After three shots wide, he decided to pass and it pays off.
Well, Stone Cold's put a lot of pressure on him right now. DHD seems to be back on their heels now.
There's only 21.7 seconds left in the second period. We have a 4-3 game. Pirates over Stone Cold. At center ice, the face-off between Crotchin and Hessenmaker, and the puck is dropped. Magnuson plays it up for Hessenmaker, and he gets on the right side. Two players from Stone Cold check into each other, but Hessenmaker blows the tire, and it didn't matter. So it goes behind the goal, it's still behind the goal. They play with it. It's missed by a tangle of two or three players. Right off the post, I don't know if the goalie sees it. The play is stopped. That puck just sat there, John.
Yeah, the goalie thought he had a throw against the post, but it was a free-for-all. The ref did not call it. It's a possibility. It could have went up the goalie's leg.
Could be.
Might have made it into the net. That's what the refs are talking about now.
The refs were standing right there. They must have seen it the whole time. They did not stop play. 4.2 seconds. They're not calling it a goal. They're calling it a face-off.
It looks like we're going to have a roughing penalty here now, too.
Yep. See what it's on. Double zero lights the goalie. So the goalie gets a penalty for roughing.
Little extracurricular activity.
Sounds like it. Kind of unusual for a goalie to get a penalty, but so that puts the Pirates on the power play. 2.1 seconds, a shot from the point. Oh! Aiden takes the foul at the last second. There might be some controversy over that.
Looks like we got another penalty coming up into the third period.
Yep, 96 Booth was standing in front, and he got blasted. He never touched the puck.
Looks like Joey Amon's going on.
Joey Amon gets a two-minute roughing penalty.
It looks like we got something else going on.
That might be a bench, too.
Yep.
Okay, we'll take a break. We'll sort it all out when we come back.
Man, I'm freezing. It's cold in here.
Honey, it's an ice rink. It's supposed to be cold. I'll bet Rapson Refrigeration keeps this place cool. They've been servicing commercial, institutional, and industrial refrigeration systems for years.
Rapson Refrigeration, how do you know that?
How do you not know that? They've been servicing the Upper Thumb of Michigan since 1953. They're fully licensed and family-owned and operated. Their knowledge of equipment technology lets them offer total project management for whatever the client's needs are. And Rapson Refrigeration belongs to many industry organizations, which means they're always current with what's going on in the heating and cooling industry.
How do you know so much about Rapson Refrigeration?
They fixed the furnace at work last month.
They do heating too? They need to warm this place up. What's the number?
269-7291. But honey...
269-7291?
But honey, they can't warm up the rink. The ice would melt.
Since 1890, Bad Axe Marble and Granite has been there for those in the community during their most trying times. The highly skilled staff at Bad Axe Marble and Granite can craft stone markers and memorials that are as beautiful as they are meaningful. Bad Axe Marble and Granite has helped commemorate that which matters most to us with the highest quality of work combined with an excellent, knowledgeable, and compassionate staff. Stop in today or give us a call at 989-269-7421 to see what we can do for you or your loved ones. Bad Axe Marble and Granite Works is a proud supporter of the Silver Blade Tournament and would like to thank everyone involved for their hard work and dedication that makes hockey happen in Huron County.
Many hands make light work. To us at Peruski Insurance, it's another way of saying cooperation is the key to making life better. This is Dave Peruski. Before someone can be an auto owner's insurance agency, they've got to know the insurance business inside and out.
That's why when you need insurance counsel, it makes sense to talk to your auto owner's insurance agency at Peruski Insurance in Bad Axe. I'm Jody Grifka. From boat, home, car, and RV insurance to business, life, health, and more, we'll analyze your insurance needs, review your options, and customize a combination of auto owner's insurance policies that best fits your needs and your budget.
There is no extra charge for our assistance. Just a whole lot of confidence about your future. We are your auto owner's insurance agents, trained in the business of your financial needs and in reliable insurance coverage. Your Peruski Insurance in Bad Axe. Stop in soon. We're located at 104 Scott Street in Bad Axe, between Klemco Printing and Braden Tire. Peruski Insurance of Bad Axe, an authorized auto owner's insurance agent.
Okay, we're back for the midget championship game. Stone Cold is trailing 4-3. We're between periods, between the second and third period. At the beginning of the third period, we're going to have three penalties imposed upon Stone Cold. The first penalty was at the end of the second period, the goaltender getting 2 minutes for roughing. And then there was another roughing call at the end of the period, administered to number 11, Joey Amon. And then there was a bench minor at the end of the second period to Sam Ingram. So for 1 minute and 55 seconds, Stone Cold is 2 minutes short. That's going to be a test for them if they want to win this game, John.
Well, you know, Sam Ingram from the bench objected to the call to Joey Amon.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a little carryover from the from the goaltender getting called as well. I think there's a little frustration. There shouldn't be any frustration from Stone Cold's bench right now. They really fought hard to come back in this game, and let's just, you know, hope that this doesn't, you know, come up and bite them.
Yeah,
you know, nope. When you lose your cool, you get a penalty, and they can't afford to do this right now. They've only got one period of play left.
Yep, you got a 13-minute period, and you've given 4 minutes of it away, assuming that nobody scores, or at least the Pirates don't score.
And for the most part, Stone Cold dominated that second period.
Yes, they did. Okay, we got 5-on-3. The Pirates have a power play. Crotchin will take the faceoff against Essenmaker. And we're off and running. Crotchin wins the faceoff, and the puck gets played out to center where the Pirates have it. Played in by Essenmaker. Turn, tries to get around Gorkowski and can't. Shot goes back to the Rogenbuck for a